Lay communities and movements are called to be missionaries in today's world, a sign of Christ's hope and light in a society afflicted by indifference. In his opening address at the Second International Congress of Ecclesial Movements and New Communities, Cardinal Stanislaw Rilko, president of the Pontifical Council for the Laity, noted the growing role of these groups within the life of the Church. Cardinal Rilko praised what he referred to as their missionary imagination, which he said has reawoken the desire to know Christ in parishes and dioceses across the world. Thursday morning, Cardinal Marc Ouellette of Canada picked up the theme of the beauty of Christ in the unity of the Church.
La beauté d'être chrétien.
He said that a growing number of bishops and priests are beginning to recognize the benefits reaped from the presence of many of these lay communities within their local context. Groups whose charismas, when put into practice, come to the aid of the society's weakest, the old, sick, and marginalized. Rather than being a divisive force within the Church, he said, their daily witness of their faith can bear fruits of peace, conversion, and unity. But he said this form of evangelization must be a coherent and coordinated invitation to all to know and meet Christ. Thursday afternoon, a six-member panel of experts took up this call, each applying it to their own movement's particular charism, such as Father Bernard Perrouse from the Emmanuel community, who said that correct spiritual education among today's youth is vital in dissuading the fanatical nature of sects and New Age groups, which often bring division, skepticism, and confusion. Sant'Egidio's Andrea Riccardi added his voice by pointing out that bringing peace to communities wrecked by war and conflict is only possible if the Church's voice and message is one. But perhaps Thursday's session was best captioned by a Spanish Franciscan father who called on all members of the movements present here in Rocco di Papa to keep in mind that they are only the means and not the ends of the Church, and to put aside elitism, petty competition, a point which I put to Alan Panozza, director of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing he said, and I entirely agree with it. I don't recognise elitism. I don't encounter elitism in the sense that I'm better than you. What I do encounter, though, is the fact that the Church is so rich in these movements, there are so many charisms, and yet we're so ignorant one of another of how God is using different people in different ways. St. Paul talks about this to the Corinthians. There are a variety of gifts, but always the same Spirit. So we're complementary rather than in some way adversarial. And that's, I think, the nature of the movements that I'm seeing in the world today. I'm not encountering differences in the sense that I'm better than you are or I've got a better gift than you've got. Individuals might say that, but corporately I don't think that's what's happening in the Church.
In short, one resounding call, cooperation and collaboration between lay communities, whatever their particular charisma be, they are to be united in one mission and missionaries in one Church. From Rocco di Papa, I'm Eimear McCarthy.